Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Well, my little kumquats, that's an exotic fruit. I am delighted to bring you the Christmas live show special edited. Yes! Are you remembering to stretch? And are you remembering to breathe properly from your tummy, a lady told me? That's just me little tips for you going into Christmas, okay? And I wish you happy Christmas and happy Christmas! So we've got Ed Gamble on the live show, Teddy Edward Gamble. Oh, he's not just a safe pair of hands, he's a lovely pair of hands, and you're going to love this show. We've cut out quite a lot because the audience weren't mic'd, and there's a lot of interaction from them. Oh, they were great. My favourite audience, because they turned up. No, it was a sellout show, but understandably, if you're listening to Cuddle Club from Japan, I don't expect you to get on a flight, what with the environment the way it is. Well, thank you for listening to the series, and thanks for all your nice comments in people in tweeties secondhand. I get some of them. I just love that you love it, and thank you for listening. And it hasn't got 5 stars on iTunes, it's got 4.8, 4.9, and that hurts, but that's okay, because you've just got to let people be free, I suppose. Travel up to North Korea. North Korea, not my North Korea. Okay, wordplay. No, I just mumbled it. But listen, thank you for supporting the podcast. Thank you for just being you and the best, you know, happiest you can be, okay? And I think we're back in the new year, so we'll see you then. And I wish you very well today. Happy Christmas.
Please welcome to the stage founder and CEO of Cuddle Club, Lois Sanders. What a lovely old crowd. Thank you, that's enough. Well, thank you for coming. I'm really excited about it. The first Cuddle Club Live. I know. And the people that aren't here, they'll get an edited version and they'll be gutted because there's quite a lot of visual stuff. Case in point, this little cutie. Right, we're going to bring our guest on. Ooh. Very excited about this. I've written an intro for him. One of the nicest men in comedy who's never me too'd anyone. that we know of. No, he hasn't. I'll give you a clue who it is. Because of Off Menu, he's, well, Ed. He's got a lovely Ed. He's got an exceptional wife who he's just Ed. It's little Weddy Gamble. To see him.
Oh! Thanks for letting everyone know that I haven't me too'd anyone, Lou.
Well,
should we clear up why you have to do that every time we do anything together?
Yes. A bleak tweet.
Yes. In fact, I don't think this has ever been said publicly before, what happened that morning.
No.
Lou, what was the exact tweet that you put out?
Something about why do rapists keep on getting work on telly?
And that was Lou tweeted it just as I was announced as being the guest on Saturday Kitchen. So I went on Saturday Kitchen and came off to loads of tweets of people going, "Oh my God, Ed Gamble's a rapist."
They were people was so shocked as you would be.
And then Lou went, no, he's really nice. There are loads of really nice male comedians, and then started to list nice male comedians, which obviously ended with everyone going, but what about this person? Oh, are God. They a rapist?
It was awful.
Oh, it's a good start to the podcast.
But how's your little podcast going?
It's doing all right, mate. Thank you.
What's your sort of reach?
Sort of these people, really. Yeah. I mean, it's essentially the same
audience. Have I got your crowd? No, it's... You know, I don't want to get into the millions, really. I don't want to be too commercial. Okay, are you ready for the quick fire round?
We're straight in, are we?
Oh, hang on a sec. Don't look at the paper.
Okay.
Just checking my vagina's still there. do you want to just check your bits, make sure they're all working?
Yeah, no, that's fine. They've retreated back into my body.
Also, then I'd have to tweet about you again, I suppose. Okay. Quick fire round. You're aware of this one, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I listen to every episode.
I'm going to cry. I don't even do that. No, I do. I listen to them back in case I sound like a bell end. And then sometimes I feel too bad to get Ben to edit it, so I think I let them see the real me. Okay, quick fire round. Cake a bake or break a cake?
Cake a break?
Cake a break or break a cake.
Hang on, what's cake a... But what is cake
That's
a break?
That's whatever you want it to be.
Cake a break or break a cake? Oh, I'll go cake a break.
Cake a break?
Yeah. Now what do you think that means? Oh, you've got a cake. So you were hoping I'd say break a cake, right? So we could break it.
No.
And now I've not said the right thing. And,
no.
And now you don't know what to do with
cake. Cake a break. That's for you. Do you eat cake? Good. That was probably the right one, because if you said break a cake, I'd have to break the cake in my face. And I really didn't want to do that because I've got a rash because I've got a facial. And, oh, by the way, my facial man is so nice, but didn't know what right wing was. I was talking about the Tories. Aren't I ever? And I said they're so right wing, bills and nationality border, whatever thing they passed. And he said, what's right wing? And I thought, okay, just mess my face up. Okay.
Not exactly a quick fire round, is it?
Simon Le Bon or Le Bon Homme?
Simon Le Bon.
Okay, pudding in the face or pudding in the space?
Right, what's going to happen if I answer pudding in the face? Pudding in the face or...
Pudding in the face. If you say face, I have to smash it in that girl's face.
Right.
It does seem...
And what's the other one?
Pudding in the space.
Well, then pudding in the space.
Have the cake back, please. You've done that to that girl.
Makes absolutely no sense what happened there.
The thing is, I got mixed up. Cake a break or break a cake, there was no action required on that one. Pudding in my face or pudding in the space was really where I smashed the cake into the ground and then ate it like a dog.
Right. You're acting like you didn't write these.
Do you know what Ed told me downstairs? Oh, he ate duck brains out of the duck's head recently.
Yes, at a restaurant. Making it sound like I went to feed them bread and just thought, oh, while I'm here...
Even worse. So the new series, we're going to have new games and stuff. Mm-hmm. I want to get your opinion on the new rounds, okay?
Yes.
And the first one is called Wrong a Song Along. But just to give you an example of Wrong a Song Along, please welcome to the stage the Christmas Cracker.
Hey! If you're looking for cuddle, you came to the right place. If you're looking for cuddle, well, just look right in my face. I was born standing up and talking back. My daddy was a green-eyed mountain jack, 'cause I'm evil. My middle name is Misery. Well, I'm evil. So don't you mess around with me.
Oh,
so does he have to pay less rent to you now for that? Is that how it works?
No, he owes me because I was in his TV thing, so he has to come to this.
Do you think this is a TV thing?
Could be. Let's not rein ourselves in. Okay, so do you get the game?
Absolutely not. I've got no idea what happened there. I was just enjoying the Christmas cracker
He's
song.
He's a really good singer. You wouldn't know it, would you? Yeah. Look at him.
You look like a fucking shit singer, Luke.
No, he's my best friend, and his best friends are Chris and Carl. So what you do is, forget the Christmas cracker, that was to give you the example, but, so you have to replace a song with the word cuddle. So, uh-oh, you burst my cuddle, or like a bridge, oh, I can't sing, I forgot. Like a bridge over cuddled water.
Just literally any song.
No, you have to replace the word cuddle. Like, it's better if it rhymes, like a bridge over cuddled water or a near rhyme.
Right, so the round is...
Yeah?
You say to someone, can you replace any song with the word cuddle?
Well, you're making it sound like it's not a good round.
Well, you are putting people on the spot somewhat.
Well, I could send them the questions in advance.
You haven't. Why don't you give me a song and then I'll see if I can do it.
Okay, Madonna, Like a Virgin. It's a classic.
Like a cuddle.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
There's not as much stuff as I thought, actually. Okay, well...
It's good to workshop this stuff.
Well, that's good because it looks like I've got my answer. The next one is easier.
Okay.
It's called Psychic Sue. Do you have any questions you'd like to ask Psychic Sue? Because she's in my phone.
Psychic Sue is in your phone?
Yeah. Yeah.
And who is Psychic Sue, Lou?
It's an internet thing.
It's just an app?
Yes, it's a crystal ball.
So you've got an app?
Yeah, but Psychic Sue is a fun title. So any question to ask Psychic Sue?
Are we going to have a nice Christmas, Psychic Sue?
Okay, predict. Are we going to have a nice Christmas? Predict. It shot it. Yeah, sure. So that's that. That's that one.
So we're two for two so far, aren't we? With the new games.
And that's actually, that's all I've got really on the new stuff. But I thought... Okay, this is the touch quiz, but it's slightly different for the live version. So I touch something, and you have to guess what it is. That sounds mad.
Is there a hole in the bottom of that bag?
Wish. Not yet, but there will be. So I touch something and describe it to you,
yeah,
and then you have to guess what it is. And then, guess what? The audience wins that thing in the bag. Thank you, actually. Okay, I'm touching
it's
something.
It's not going to be him, though.
Your dad's probably got one of these. It was big. Girls had it back in the day, and we used to jiggle in front of it sometimes. People don't often have one these days because it's often built in.
My dad's probably got one, and girls used to jiggle in front of it.
It's your mum. No.
They're divorced. My dad doesn't have my mum.
No. Yeah.
No, I mean, it's fine.
I'll give you a clue. It rhymes with Logitech.
Logitech?
Yeah. It's something that Logitech make.
Okay, that's not a good clue at all. So girls jiggle in front of it, and my dad's probably got one.
So a webcam, yeah, and you can win it for that. It's a top of the range one.
And we at what point do you think my dad has a webcam?
Well, because everyone's they're sort of a bit old fashioned now.
Yeah.
So everyone had a webcam back in the day. Well, my parents have got a webcam, and I just thought your parents were the same. Next item is a piece of my merch.
Is it a Dick Inspector hat?
Who wants to win a Dick Inspector hat? You were the first up.
I've never had it. I really want a Dick Inspector.
Didn't I give you one for doing the podcast?
No. Send me one, thank
you. I'll send you one. Okay, the next one
is... I won't wear it out, but...
Don't rule yourself
unless
out.
Unless I'm really looking to touch some dicks.
Don't rule yourself out of fashion. The next one is something very Christmassy.
Okay.
And it's another cake.
whole section's designed for you to throw things into the audience.
The next thing is a bit of my merch.
You have other merch apart from... Is it a tote bag? It is.
What does it say on it?
I don't know. What other merch do you have? Hairy Fanny or something? I don't know. Something rude. Something disrespectful.
It's a political statement, actually.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I'm Nish Kumar. It doesn't
That's
say...
I'm Nish Kumar is not a political statement.
No. What is it? Thank you. Thank you for remembering my journey.
Oh, vote Labour. I thought you said poor labia. Poor labia.
Okay, the next one is a musical instrument, and it plays on the heartstrings, or you could say the harp.
It's a harp. It's quite a small harp, I'd say.
It's very bad quality.
Where the fuck did you buy that?
It's very bad quality. Anyone want it? It's a nice bit of wood.
Is it a harp or?
This lady, I can't throw that.
No, yeah. Please don't throw that.
I can't throw that. It's very bad quality. Okay, well done, I can't stress that enough. Okay.
Did anyone else think they were coming to a jumble sale?
Do you know what? I am clearing out my cupboards, and the last thing is a price gun.
Okay. I guess a price gun.
Do you want that?
No.
It does work, but I think you need to tinker with it a bit. Does anyone want the price gun?
They'll have a price gun. Go on.
There we go. Happy Christmas. Do you know what is next, traditionally? Traditionally, I said. Pull my Christmas cracker. Now, this is a bit of fun, because we're going to get...
What do you think is going to happen here?
What do you think is going to happen, bear in mind that you sin a Christmas cracker? What do you think pull my Christmas cracker is?
Someone's going to snog the cracker.
The cracker? Ooh, that could be spicy. Put your hands up if you feel like kissing the cracker tonight. Look, the next bit is we bring the Christmas cracker on, and then who wants to try and pull the Christmas cracker? And by that, you have to read out...
sorry, straight before up. You even know what that means, hands up.
There he is in his Dickens spectacle. Absolutely. Sorry, I assumed your pronouns there. Sorry, I can't even see you. Not that we should judge from that.
Great jacket as well.
Yes, what are your pronouns? Oh, lovely. Okay, great. Well, that's... Spot on then, isn't it? I just bung a couple more in the wheel.
This is such a modern, lovely podcast.
All of them. I can't see you, that's the problem. Not that we should judge on laps, you pigs!
This is classic Sanders. Getting herself tied up in a situation that no one else is in. We're all just sat here completely chilled out. Lou's going, nothing is... Oh, God, please, don't cancel me for no reason!
Well, it's all going on in here, of course. Not a lot else goes on in here, apart from tying myself in knots. So what we do is we bring the Christmas cracker on, and then you have the leg end. And I don't say that enough, do I?
It is a bloody leg end.
Oh, nice.
Thank
like
you.
Legend. I don't think they got it.
No. I think they did.
And then I have the head end, famously. And then we pull him while... what's your name? Rue. While Rue is... reading out chat-up lines. Rue, have you got trousers on? Oh, that's going to be difficult because you need to sort of pour sherbet dib-dab down you. yeah, lovely. Okay, that's great.
Sorry, Rue, you didn't think ahead, did you? When you got dressed tonight, you should have known you need to pour sherbet dib-dab down you.
Rue's got a hat, they're fine. So you read out chat-up lines that I'll give you to the Christmas cracker. And when the Christmas cracker is like, oh, that's a really good one, you've pulled the Christmas cracker. And we'll know about it. So, please...
Is this a new section that you're going to do on the series?
Every week. No. Just the one-off, really, for the people that have bothered to come out. The rest of the podcast, and to keep this in the edit for the listeners, can go fuck themselves. So, please, welcome to the stage, the Christmas cracker!
I've got the leg on. When you say pull him in half...
I'll stuff you like a turkey, a.k.a. with my mother's help. Can I take a picture of you? Because I want to show Santa what I want for Christmas.
I stole that from the internet.
Hi, do you like sherbet dip-dab?
Yes.
Okay.
And if we can just get a baby wipe to Rue, that would be lovely.
So are we workshopping that one?
I don't think it needs it.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, so you ready for the cuddle quiz?
Yeah.
Okay, this is a natural quiz.
Natural quiz?
No, actual quiz. It's a proper
it's
quiz.
It's a natural quiz, guys.
It's a proper quiz with proper answers. You might learn something.
Okay.
What do turtles breathe through?
Their buttholes.
They do.
Yes!
They breathe through their mouths and their butts.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that quite interesting?
That is.
You know, there's nothing in this.
Through their mouths and their butts?
Yeah.
At the same time?
I don't know.
Should I stop asking questions so you've not done any more research than that?
I don't think it needs it. You know, because give them something to do in their own time, you know. What do penguins propose with? You might know this. This is sort of done the rounds.
Their buttholes.
Penguins.
Is it their buttholes?
No.
What do they propose with?
Yeah.
Fish?
A pebble.
A pebble.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Isn't that so cute? They actually get a good pebble. And mind you, if my boyfriend did that, I'd be like, get a fucking ring, mate. But it's still nice.
You know, they're the only other animal to give blowjobs.
What a topper on a romantic story. Is that true?
No, I've made that up.
No! That would have been great, actually. What animals do give blowjobs?
Dolphins. Which monkeys? Bonobo monkeys, apparently.
Do they? Wow, I love this audience.
You've witnessed it.
What?
Not live. You've not seen it live. Group masturbation sessions. It was on a documentary. Oh. Yeah,
so
documentary.
Okay, this is quite interesting. How long does a pig orgasm last for?
30 minutes.
How do you know that?
Because I know that. That's just a fact I know. And their dicks are shaped like corkscrews.
Wow.
But I think they can put them straight in. They don't need to be fully rotated.
You think? For the listeners at home, the subtext is Ed's fucking pig. Okay. Because they wouldn't have seen the inverted commas. Okay. What animals have three hearts?
Ooh.
No.
Ooh. No, they're four stomachs. Cows have got four stomachs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Oh, it's my favourite animal. Yes. Octopus.
Octopus.
I love them.
Me too. Yum.
You can't eat an octopus.
Well, I can and I have.
Oh, God, you're the worst. Here's one. What key won't open in any door?
Hang on, are we onto jokes now?
I don't know why that's in here.
You wrote this!
A turkey. I got it from the internet, that one as well. They don't like... I've only got two things from the internet and they don't like either.
It's a really good way, if a joke dies, to say you just got it from the internet.
You bitch.
You should try that in previews.
Oh, you're a queen bitch. I don't know why that's in there, because the rest are actual facts. That's so weird that someone would do that. Okay, what animal, and this is a true story, what animal has the most chlamydia? You might know this one. It's an obvious one.
Okay. We're going to need to know what you mean by the most chlamydia.
Okay, what animal is well known for all of their... Your dad.
My dad's coming for an absolute pasting tonight.
And the worst thing is your dad's absolutely lovely.
Yeah, nice man.
Yeah, lovely boy. Lovely boy. Raised a lovely boy. Your brother. Dad joke. That was a dad joke.
Yeah, my brother's nice. Okay. Was it a llama?
No, koala.
Koala. Oh, dirty fuckers.
Yeah. But they're so cute, aren't they? They're actually probably the... If I had to have an emblem of Cuddle Club...
It'd be a koala.
Do you think so?
I went to a monkey sanctuary.
Did
in
you
Japan.
Eat the fucking brains out?
No, that's Indiana Jones. But all the monkeys do what they like, and then they put the humans in the cage and let the monkeys come to you. That's good, isn't it?
Oh my god, that's amazing.
That's cool, right? Yeah.
Is that where you proposed to your girlfriend at the time?
Yes, in a cage in a monkey sanctuary. I said, look at what those monkeys are doing. I'd like to do that to you for the rest of our lives.
Oh, boy.
They're the only other animals that do that. That bloke was there.
What do you do? What?
It was horrible, it was.
It was horrible, it was. I got down on one knee. It was like sucking up one of the What? Who are you?
Hi.
Hello. Are you in the same family?
I'm friends and
not
one. It's family day out.
I love that. Two dads. You know how I feel about dads. Very brave of you to bring
the dads.
And which one of you wants a little step mummy? don't squabble for me. Well, it's about time I took the bloody reins. Christmas. Thank you. Just say what comes out, really. Okay, so this is what we're going to do now is we can both read out and discuss best and worst cuddles that the audiences have given us. Right. So we haven't seen these until our little Christmas elf brings them up.
Best cuddle, here we go. Otis, brackets, cat, went missing. Turned up at 3 a.m. and gave me a big cuddle / massage.
Oh, great.
Took a little turn at the end. Do you want their worst cuddle as well, Lou?
Yeah.
Tory friend.
Oh.
Brackets, no longer a friend. Hugging with shoulder in my neck.
Oh, of course they were.
Tory hug.
Well, this person has put best cuddle, Jedward.
I've heard they're good cuddlers.
Really?
Yeah,
I can imagine
like a sandwich,
that.
Isn't it? A big Irish sandwich.
I think we're there. What have you got?
Best, meeting an internet friend IRL after years of friendship. And then a heart. Lovely. Worst, drunk man, 11 a.m. I was on tour. I do theatre. Peterborough, non-consensual.
Oh, dear. 11 a.m. Well, that's...
Is that what you took from that?
That's yeah, I took that Peterborough for you. This one, best cuddle, school priest. Who was that? But hang on, they've said the worst, this person's worst one was my girlfriend. Who is it? Who is this?
Best, Lou's dad.
I bet he's a menace.
Worst, Ed's dad. Thank you very much.
That's good stuff. Oh my god, this one. Best cuddle, straight out the womb. I love that.
Best from a tall girl I fancied, and being sure everything was at eye level. Worst, wife's granny with a kiss on the lips.
I'm going to be like when I'm 80. Oh, this one's quite sweet. Best cuddle, hugging my mum and partner after mourning back from the USA after COVID. That's just quite sweet. Now and again, put some cutie ones in there. Why not? You've got a funny one, Ed.
I've got this person's living a life and I love it. Best, 3-hour supposedly platonic cuddle with best friend, brackets, now girlfriend. That's pretty good. And worst, 4 people spooning on a very sweaty leather sofa. Isn't it amazing the lives that people lead? Best, when my little lad cuddled me before I came here tonight and said, I will miss you forever, Daddy.
Oh, no, they're going to die on the way home. Not really. That's not from Psychic Sue, so don't worry.
And worst, Barry from EastEnders. So...
Wow, poor old Barry. I just put if that man's going to live a long life into Psychic Sue. Yep, 48 more years. So grateful that you all came out tonight. Thank you so much. And give it up for yourselves and also for Teddy Gamble!
Well, we're recording a goodbye, but it's not forever. It's just for a little break. We will be back in the new year. And I'd just like to thank you for your time, your comments, your subscribes, your likes, your reviews, your... Well, just when I see people and they say, I love it, and they're making me really happy. You made me happy, or made you happy. You scratched my back and scratched yours, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And thank you for all the people who've hit the supporter features through the podcast. And thank you in advance if you're going to do it now. Nah, but seriously, stay safe, yeah? Oh, doorbell. Luke will get that. It's been a wild old ride, and I'll see you in January, because we are making more. So you are... That's my Christmas gift to you, okay? 2023, the year the podcast continued.
Okay.
So if you miss me while we're away, just get tickets to my tour. That's all I can say. And I'm on Instagram and Twitter at Cuddle Club Pod. I'll be posting the odd Christmas cuddle. Okay, and I give you bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.